Amen. Father, we just praise you. We glorify you, Lord, because you're worthy of our praises, Lord, and we thank you for being our God. You're the most gracious, merciful God, and we love you. And Father, we ask that you receive these praises tonight from us because they're coming from our hearts. I know that we play them on here, but we praise you, Father. And we thank you, Father, for being our God. Receive them. And Lord, we thank you that we do have an open heaven. And with that open heaven, we know that when we pray, our prayers are answered in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Lord, for the work you're doing in us, completing, making overcomers out of us, Lord. The overcomers that will be able to disciple the people coming in during this great revival here that's fixing to happen to us, Lord. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we know the tribulation is right around the corner. And knowing that, Lord, we're getting ourselves ready in faith, giving us bold faith to believe that we don't have to worry about anything because you're in control. And when you're in control and we understand that, Lord, we know that we are provided, protected for, and we just praise you, Father, for being our God. Thank you, Lord, for all the work you're going to do tonight. Lord, lead us with your spirit tonight to do the things that you'd have us to do and pray about. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the healing, the deliverances that are taking place from the things that we have prayed in the past, just in the last few days, Lord. And I thank you for it. I thank you for the deliverances and the healings that we prayed for. And we praise you and we glorify you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Who's got a prayer request? How about a testimony? Oh, man, we're going to have praise report, praise singing all night long, you know. Praise God. I will say this, just so y'all will know, there will be no live streaming tomorrow night because we're having pot blessing. When we have pot blessing, we don't have that Friday night meeting. We just meet on Saturdays, and that won't be streamed either. We're going to eat without y'all watching us. We're going to pig out. No, we're just, it's hard to set it up, you know, in somebody else's cabin. Go ahead, Missy.
I just like to confess and praise the Lord and thank the Lord. I don't receive any lying symptoms. All pain in my body must go. This sty that's trying to come in my eye must go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that I am healed in Jesus' mighty name. I don't receive any attacks on my body, and I cast down all witchcraft in the name of Jesus. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, that we have authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall anywise hurt us. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And I am more than conquered through Jesus, who loved me, and I am an overcomer. We're all overcomers, and I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are all healed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The blood of Jesus is on it.
Praise God.
Life in the God, we don't live anymore, but Jesus lives in us. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I wish you'd get excited, Missy. Glory to God. That's good, girl. Praise your holy name, Lord. All right. All right. Anybody else? Lord, I just praise you for taking care of our enemies too. It's been quieter out here. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We just praise you, Father, for taking care of the enemy against us in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for all the things, all the people that you saved down there in Florida during all this storming going on down there in Jesus' name. Hopefully, Lord, we can get a report from Geneva tonight. Lord, you can put her on the internet when there ain't no internet. And I thank you for doing that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, Barbara.
Hi. I just want to brag on the Lord and
be my guest.
I just want to praise the Lord for his awesomeness. I have a sister down in Florida, and she was in the line of that hurricane. And, you know, we prayed and everything, and I was just believing. And she had no damage to her place, but her neighbors around her, like Geneva, her neighbors around her had some damage. So I just praise the Lord for that. You know, I just thank him. He's so awesome. He's really good to his people. I see that. I shouldn't be amazed, but I am every time I see it. I just get so, just so excited at what he does, you know. But anyways, she didn't have any damage. She was praying too. I don't know how much she believes, but she was praying too. And, she said she was believing, but then she kept texting me back bad reports. And I would just tell her, no, it, you know, God's got you covered. I mean, you got to believe. And she said she did, but anyways, God is good.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for all your chosen elect down there that are saved from this horrible storm. Jesus' name. That looks like that thing is guided, doesn't it? They're saying that thing is going to come back around and go back down through it again. If it does that, I know it's got it. All right. Anybody else want to give God the praise? Yeah, William, you got your hand up? Or you just adjusting your camera? Go ahead, Marissa.
Hi, everybody. Hey, so girl. I also want to give God the glory. So my mom actually went over to Geneva and Morgan's house and stayed with them during the hurricane because she lives really close to the water. And praise the Lord for her being able to be over there with them, because she's been through a couple of hurricanes, not ones like this, but she was able to kind of encourage them and be strong for them. Cause she said multiple times, you know, I talked to her today, that she like, you know, was wanting to cry cause they had their little storm radio on and they kept saying how the, you know, the storm was kind of beating the city that she lived in Englewood. And, but she said she kept strong, you know, for with all because of the Lord, because of Geneva and Morgan being there and Geneva and Morgan, you know, they all kept praying that their houses would be protected and things like that. And so, my mom was able to drive home today, this morning. And, you know, she said that the roads were really flooded. She would look over and see neighborhoods just completely kind of wiped out and flooded. She went home and her whole house is completely, protected. And, thank the Lord. And she was so worried about her chickens. She's got like five or six of them and she had to leave them behind because she couldn't bring them over to Geneva's house because she already has like five cats and a dog that she brought over there. So, you know, and I was like, the Lord even cares about your chickens. He can protect them. And so we prayed over them and praise God, they're all alive. One even laid an egg in the hurricane.
Praise God. Wasn't scared a bit, were they?
No. And, thankfully, like my grandma's house is, she lives in a mobile home and her house just has minimal damage, but like, praise the Lord, all my family's safe and Geneva and Morgan are safe. And my mom, I'm thankful she's got a generator, all like glory to the Lord. And, you know, I'm just really thankful. I just want to give the Lord all the glory and praise. And, the car that I was supposed to fly down this weekend, but the Lord is so amazing and how he's sovereign in timing and I don't know. I'm just so thankful for that. So I'm flying down in a couple weekends. But I prayed over that car too, you know, that it wouldn't, my car wouldn't be, you know, have any flood damage either. And the Lord protected it and kept it safe. So I just, I'm so thankful. So praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. Praise you, Lord. All right, Isaac. Go ahead, brother.
Well, y'all probably know what this is about. The hurricane, right?
Yeah.
So I was in Ohio and it was rough up here. in all honesty, you know, we talked about this yesterday on the ministry and, I'll share real quick. You know, we prayed, Michael, and I had that dream where it, is that night after we prayed, I had that dream that the hurricane, it went like it was going toward Texas for some reason. Then it just turned on a dime straight from my house, but it was like coming for me and it was mad in my dream. Now I was above the world and I could see everything and it came toward my house, but it like split, but went north. And, man, it's almost like it happened. And, because if you look at Sarasota, even though the hurricane went through there, it didn't really, the eye of the storm didn't hit there. And, you know, and I feel bad for all those people. You know, we prayed for a lot of people there. And, the thing is, I don't, let me try to gather myself. After that, I would feel doubt come upon me because, man, this ain't even a house I have here. It's just a little trailer, right? And, you know, they're not really built like houses. And I would think these things, and I'd have to cast it down. And I'm thinking, man, this ain't even this trailer ain't even built out of pine. It's built out of aluminum. You know what I mean? And, you know, these little thoughts come over me, and I'd have to cast it down. And I found myself getting a little restless at nights, but I'd be able to fall asleep. And I was driving into work one day this week. It was as the hurricane already was making landfall. And somebody pulled out in front of me. And they pulled out in front of me. I mean, I wouldn't have pulled out in front of somebody like that because I would have thought there's not enough space. And they really slowed down. And that's fine. Like, none of that ever bothers me. But I was just like, well, move out of the way. I got to go to work, right? You know, I need to get around you, you know. Well, the license plate said Proverbs 24. And I read that when I got there. And I want to just read a few of the scriptures to you real quick. And think about how cool this is. Verse 3 of 24. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding is it established. Right? And that's pretty cool. Now, I know we're talking about the temple, but yet nonetheless for building up my faith and in times, you know, how great God is, you know, he wants to build my faith. He wants to give me a measure of his faith. He wants me not to doubt. And then also, another place here, it says, lay not wait, O wicked man, against the habitation of the righteous. Destroy not his resting place. You know, in this hurricane, I feel like it's a curse and it's coming to, you know, wreak havoc. So I was working throughout the day, and it's a new job. Sorry, I'm not trying to make this long-winded because I want Gina to share her testimony. Hers is really awesome. But, you know, this new job, I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to learn all these new things that I just don't know about. And, you know, I'm trying to keep my personal life out of my work life. And it's hard, you know. Anyways, I get home, or I'm sorry, I leave work, and it's about – I work about 11 hours. I leave work. I'm driving home and a car pulls out of the merge lane, right? Kind of not in front of me, but in the next lane, but you know, they merge over. And I was kind of battling doubt at this time. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I would think on it longer than I should. And then I would remember to cast it down, you know, because here's the thing. And I know I've told this. Y'all remember I bought that house a year ago, right? And, you know, I think about my mom and I think about she knew this whole time. She evacuated a year ago She's smart. Anyways, but the thing is, I was thinking to myself, you know, I need to cast these thoughts down. And this car pulled over from me in the merge lane, and it had this bumper sticker that was massive. It was huge. It wasn't normal bumper stickers, like three of them put together, and it was white. And it just had in bold black letters, and that's it. It said, "Trust God." Now, remember, I got Proverbs 24 in front of me that morning. And then that evening, I got "Trust God." And, you know, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know, and I need to do that. So then the Lord gave me a little, I don't know, he kind of put it in my mind. Instead of envisioning my house being blown off or my roof being blown off, because, see, we're supposed to close on it tomorrow. We close on it tomorrow, right? Like, what's the chances of that? And, or somebody's buying it tomorrow. I don't know how this stuff works. Anyways, so I thought, okay. And the Lord put it in my mind to start thinking about it standing. Think about your house standing. Rather than think about what's going on, think about it standing. Think about it being there. Think about it staying through the storm. You know, I didn't even know about this, but months and months ago, I had a dream that I was in the house and a tidal wave happened. A tidal wave hit it and it knocked like everything, all the park, everything, all the houses over. But my house fell over too, but then it fell back on its right side again. And that was a dream. And then I had another dream months ago that in this house, it was on center blocks and it was above the waters and the waters are tumultuous and there was a bunch of ships sinking. Now, I think those have more spiritual meanings, but it just, obviously I didn't put it all together at the time, but I don't know. And even though I doubted at times, and Lord forgive me for that. And sometimes I felt like I cared more about my earthly possessions. I put more thought into that, but you know, honestly, I wasn't worried for anybody. I just felt like everybody was going to be safe. I really, really did up on my heart. And that was totally okay. But there's a lot of things I need to learn from this. But, anyways, so, you know, y'all probably seen the damage pretty bad. And the hurricane, I just read this. It's the fifth worst hurricane in United States history, right? That's pretty bad. Yeah. Fifth worst in U.S. history, 155 mile per hour winds. And I wouldn't, and the eye of the storm didn't even hit us. It went right through where Geneva was, right? But yet still in the storm. Well, somebody got with me today, the maintenance man at the park where the house is. And he told me the only thing that's wrong with my house is it's missing a few of the skirts on the bottom, you know, that way. And those things are flimsy, man. You pull them off, they snap in. Think about that for a minute. And on the maintenance shed, it blew the roof off the entire building. And that's not a shed. That's like an actual house looking. It's a house. And it blew the roof off. But I just missed a few skirts on the bottom. Ain't that something, man?
Praise God.
You know, ain't that something? Yeah, it's amazing.
So this is a house you're selling, right, Isaac?
Yeah, I'm selling it.
Okay. I misunderstood you the other night. I thought you were buying
that's all right.
A house then. Good gracious.
I misunderstand myself times two. So it sells tomorrow. We're done with it.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I'm just glad to be done with it, man. That was really hard on me. Very hard. When I was traveling, I would go on the road to work to rest because I'd be working so much and so many hours. And Marianne, man, oh, she's a hard worker. She did all the tile work. Man, she's tough now. Don't think she's not skilled. She's skilled. Anyways, so we worked hard together and everybody, Morgan, Geneva, all helped out. Everybody helped out. Anyways, I'll say no longer, but I just wanted to say God came through in a strong way and, house is totally perfect.
Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your mercy on us. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Geneva.
I also want to say that Mariana makes some tacos. when I lived with them, when I was in danger, we tacos and like almost like Mariana's left right now. Okay, but anyways, so out testimony,
Thank the Lord for grace, and really just, gosh, just good, and he's so faithful. I'm not, you know, this is, I don't want to give any fear when I say this, but this, hold on 1 second.
Geneva, we're having a terrible time understanding you. You're in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can right now. Yeah, let's pray. In the name of Jesus, we command that bandwidth to be better. We command complete communications between Geneva and us. Lord, we thank you that she's going to be able to get through and tell us what she wants to tell us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all believe that? Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father, for supernatural communications between Geneva and us. In Jesus' name. Now go ahead, Geneva. It's going to be fine.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good. Praise the Lord. I didn't know that God's hurricane. I didn't even know until the day it showed up. It's a, you wait for, you know, the worst of the time, and you kind of hunker down in between the walls, you know, whatever, into the middle part of your house, and wait for, like, the worst part that hit you, get past it, and then, like, because, you know, thriller or whatever, like, you go through, and I didn't know how to work through it, and,
where'd she go? I guess we lost her. Well, go ahead, Nick. Till she gets back.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, bud.
I'm feeling much better today.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord, for healing Nick.
Tomorrow is my birthday tomorrow. So,
what is a birthday?
Tomorrow.
I said, what is a birthday? I don't remember what day was. That's too long ago.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let me guess how old you're going to be. 28.
Yes.
Oh, man. Look at that. That is so cool. Thank you, Lord. Happy birthday, Nick.
Thanks.
I hope you have a great day tomorrow. Like Mama cooking your favorite meal.
I have to work tomorrow, too.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
I know.
All right, buddy. You have a great day tomorrow, anyway. Make lots of money.
I will.
All right. Did she make it back? Not yet. All right. Anybody yet? I'm eating them.
Michael, I think Marissa's got her on speakerphone. If you wanted to try that, that's what she posted down there.
Yeah, we can try. All right.
Okay. Go ahead, Geneva. Let's see if this works.
Can you all hear me? Does that sound weird?
Yes. Yes.
That sounds good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, thank the Lord. So what I was trying to say is that, you know, we've never really been through a hurricane before, and I'm not trying to give no fear over to Satan or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, it was definitely the most scariest thing that I've ever been through. You know, I'd say having Micah, it was painful at times, but, you know, Lord brought me through that too. And, that was an amazing testimony, so was this. But, so basically, you know, I woke up that morning and yesterday when I woke up at like 6 and I came out here and Marissa's mom looked really shaken up. And, you know, we were being told it was supposed to go for, it was looking like it was going to go toward Fort Myers, which is like 2 towns over. And, yeah, I walked out here and she goes, she was talking to Marissa on the phone and then she got on the phone. She was like, you know, she's like, it's coming straight toward like Port Charlotte. She's like this entire area. She's like, we're going to get the worst of it. And she, you know, she told me, she's like, the only thing we can do is pray and just thank God for our lives if we can walk out of this with our lives. And those words, I was like, oh gosh. And I went and I woke Morgan up. I was like, Morgan, get up, get up. I was like, we need to pray, we need to pray. And anyways, I, you know, Morgan instantly got up and was looking at the news and stuff. And I got up and I was reading my word and I was walking around in circles and just praying and praying in tongues and touching all over the house, touching all the walls. And, you know, Anne Marie, Marissa's mom, was on the phone talking all, you know, all of her family members and, you know, giving them updates and just kind of letting them know, like, what's going on. You know, we had the news. She had her radio here, so, like, the news was going, and it felt very chaotic.
Mm.
And, you know, all I could do is just, like, Lord, just keep me at peace. So I went in Micah's room, and I shut the door with the Bible, and I sat in there, and I just started praying, and I was praying in the Spirit, and I was like, Lord, I was like, I command this storm in the name of Jesus to not hit us.
Yeah.
And Lord, I know you're going to bring us out of this, Father, and those gusts of wind, they have to stay away from this house in the name of Jesus. And, I was like, Lord, you are at peace in the storm. When your disciples came to you and asked you, like, Lord, Lord, what do we do? And Father, you know, like, I was just praying. I was like, Lord, you slept through this. God, give me that strength. And, Morgan came in there and I kind of cried because I needed some comfort, and Morgan really comforted me. He's like, we're going to be okay. He's like, the Lord has protected us. And he was like, we're going to be just fine. He's like, this house is protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I was like, you're right. And so anyway, that, you know, as the day went on, you know, it was getting stronger and stronger and stronger to a point where, like, I tried to open the door because it looked like there was water kind of like creaking in. And, I tried to open the door and it like slammed in my face. I like pushed it back as fast as I could. And, you know, we had the windows. We were looking out the windows and it literally looked like a hurricane, obviously, but it was like snow. It was so white and going so fast that you couldn't see anything that was going on, like it, but you could feel it and you could hear it against the house. And I just had to pray all of my senses down, like pray all my emotions down. And, anyways, I was just walking in circles and I was lifting up my hands and praising the Lord. And, you know, I was just holding on to Micah the whole time. And I was like, God, I know you didn't bring this little girl into this world to take her out. Like she is your child and you've been providing for her ever since she's been born.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost all the stuff she has been given to us. And I know, God, like this is your child. You named her. You know, there was times, you know, the news would be, you know, it's the news. So it's like, and this is coming your way. And then our phones are going off with all the sirens and the warnings, like take cover, take cover, take shelter now. And, you know, at one point I got in the hallway and I was, you know, laying down, trying to nurse her, trying to get her to kind of calm down. And, I was just praying and I was praying. I was like, Lord, give me that peace. Give me that peace. And it wasn't, you know, and that's the thing is it wasn't something that was just like, I had to really battle with my emotions and I had to really just keep casting down Satan and casting down that fear and casting down. Satan was trying to put imaginations in my mind, like thoughts of, you know, water rising in the house and what are you going to do and grab the kayak outside and, you know, try to plan for this and get her ready. And if you got to evacuate, like, all this stuff. And I would look to Morgan and say, no, in the name of Jesus, like, this house is protected. So I just kept saying that. And finally, I reached a point, and, you know, like I said, I was battling with my emotions. I reached a point to where, you know, it looked like we had gotten halfway through it, and it was pretty rough. And, you know, they said, like, it was starting to slow down. Like, it was going really at a really slow rate. Like, the winds were still 150 miles an hour, but it was, like, taking forever to pass through us, over us, and it's at that standstill. And that's when I was asking them all to pray. And I was like, Lord, I am at peace. And so I went in the back room where we don't have a window. Like, it's literally boarded up with cardboard. And the wood we had on there flew off. And we pushed up a dresser against it and pushed up just whatever big items we had against it. And so, like, it was leaking, you know, but it was actually kind of making the room kind of cool because the house was so hot. So we still don't have electricity, but we're believing it's going to come on in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. You know, I went in there and I laid down with Micah, and I was nursing her, and I was just like, Lord, I'm just going to lay here. I'm going to be you. I'm going to be Jesus. You know, and I was just, you know, I was just quoting scripture in my mind, like, that will be it. Perfect peace. His mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. And then, you know, I was like, Christ is in me because when I look in the mirror, I see Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so I just laid in there and I felt a total peace come over me. And I almost fell asleep other than Micah waking up. And then I came back out, and Anne Marie, I could tell, was still pretty worried. You know, and Morgan asked me, he goes, do you feel better? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I do feel better. And I feel like, and praise the Lord, I reached that peace that I was praying for, that, you know, God, Jesus being at peace in the storm. And I was just fine. I started eating, like, I hadn't eaten all day. And I'm not gonna lie to you all, like, I was having all kinds of stomach issues, everything, just from nervousness and all that. But I just went in there, I started eating and was playing with Micah and feeding her and just no problems. And, you know, me and Morgan, we kept saying, you know, anytime we'd hear something, we'd say, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. And so we went to bed that night and woke up and, you know, walked outside. Micah woke me up at 6 a.m. So I walk outside and I look outside and I see my neighbors across me, like, some of them got brand new roofs. And the shingles are all, like, a bunch of them are, like, ripped off, you know, trees, debris is everywhere, like, you know, flooding, just all kinds of stuff. And we have a canal in the back of our yard, and it's, like, it was pretty up there yesterday. And, you know, it had went down, but it's still, like, super, super high. And I was looking at our house, and I was like, man, all I see is some shutters from our neighbor, and there was a door in our backyard, and there was nothing else. And I was just like, man, this is the Lord. And I took a picture of me and Micah just smiling because I wanted to remember that, you know, because me and Morgan, we said a prayer too, you know, that Lord would have a giant angel just lay on top of our house. And, you know, he did. And, man, I just, the whole time too, I was praying for everybody and that God just keep everyone safe. But like I said, you know, the Lord takes care of his children. And this is quite a testament to my faith. And, you know, after going through that, like today I walked and I stepped on a piece of glass and it got stuck in my toe. And I was like, gosh, and I was trying. I started to get kind of irritable about it. And finally I was like, Lord, you just got me through a hurricane. You can get this glass out of my toe. And immediately it came out. And it was the teeniest little thing. And Morgan was like, how'd you even see that? And I was like, you know, like, it's Lord. So, anyways, just God has been so faithful. And, this has put, just a new perspective kind of, just about, you know, his protection and his love for his chosen ones. And, I just want to thank God and thank you all for all your prayers. And you know, we've been driving around today and the destruction is just, it's massive. It's crazy. Like trees, like tree, like huge, what, oak trees, Morgan? Yeah, they will. Yeah, they're like, they've been ripped up out of the ground. Like we drove past an RV that was thrown over, and Isaac too. I didn't get to tell Isaac this day, but we drove past a trailer park and all the trailers are demolished. And, so the fact that his house is standing, that is God. So, just want to praise the Lord and thank the Lord. And Anne Marie, Marissa's mom's house, she went back to it completely fine. No water. And she's right there on the beach where the flooding was. Her chickens all made it through. And we were praying that the chickens would make it. So, God loves even the littlest of things that we have, you know, cause he cares for all things. So, and just so thankful. So thankful for a mighty God.
Man, that is awesome. Thank you, Paula. You're an awesome guy. We pray for saving your people and their property in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for answering everybody's prayer. Thank you, Lord. That's a great testimony. Geneva, when you get time, I'd like for you to write that up and send it to Eve and David.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I will do that, Michael. I will definitely do that
because
I
want to
remember too.
Amen. That's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you, Lord. Who's our cowboy? Hey, I see that hat you got there, son. That's awesome. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, Geneva, I just wanted to say I really appreciate your sharing what the emotions you went through and the struggles to walk by faith when you're seeing what is and to do everything that you could to walk by what is not. And I think a lot of us are wanting to learn how to do that, but it's really helpful to hear other people that have gone through it and hear how they, you know, they wanted to be that, like Jesus, sleeping in the back of the boat while everything was falling apart around them, just relaxing. And anyway, I just wanted to say that. It's just, my heart's just so filled right now.
Amen.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Geneva. Like, that's really builds our faith. We've been in a situation where there was a bushfire a couple of years ago close by to us and the reports of it coming our way. But we in the end left and we evacuated and we didn't need to do that.
We failed.
And but hearing a testimony like this is going, yeah, that's, you know, you can hold on to that faith. You can, you know, it's good that you had Morgan with you there as well to help build up your faith. And yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's really very uplifting. Praise God. Praise God. He is faithful and we've been learning so much about the angels and all of that. It's just wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord, I mean, I'm telling you, it's just all Jesus, because the beginning of the morning, I was not who I was when I finished it out. So I definitely feel like the Lord, you know, manifested his fruit in me. And When I laid down, I really did just feel his complete and peace. And I was, you know, it's something I never felt before. And it was literally in the storm and with the window over here flapping away and can't see anything outside. So, but I'm, you know, God brings us through the stuff so that way we can build up each other's faith. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for you brothers and sisters. And that's pretty funny, Claire. You know, Aunt Phil. No, the Lord's
brought
through it all. So, yeah, thank you all.
Thank you, Lord. That is awesome testimony. That's going to bless a lot of people.
Yeah, we so quick to sing songs that talk about, oh, I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm. We sing that raise a hallelujah, right? I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm. But, yeah, show me your works and I'll show your faith. right? And that's it. That's fruit. That's wonderful. And that's something no one can ever take away from you, because there's probably nothing that you're going to face in your life that's going to be more fearful than that or worse than that. And you can always say, but he's never failed us. God will never fail you, because he's taken you through that. And all of us, now you shared it with all of us, we can hold on to that as well. That's wonderful.
Amen. It is. It's a wonderful testimony. Go ahead, Ozzy.
Yeah, it is. You know, I called Geneva quite a few times yesterday and, you know, just check on her. And let me say this first to get to where I was getting at, to get to that point. The Lord put on my heart days ago when I called Michael and we prayed about it, not to look at the news. And I don't mean in that type of way. I'm not, you know, they were in the, I get it. So I'm just talking. Anyways, but for me, I need to not, and I just, because, you know, I'm just thinking that's a flimsy little trailer. And so I just didn't, I was not paying attention to it. And I, but man, it was all around me is what I'm trying to get at. It was all around me as far as not the storm, because I'm in Ohio, but I was talking to work the other day, right when I was in Florida. I looked at one of my coworkers, and on his computer, there's the thing of the trajectory of the hurricane rising up. I'm like, oh, well, there's one. Cast that one down. I hear some people over there talking about it. Yeah, the hurricane. You hear about it? It's pummeling Florida. Oh, got to cast that one down. I had people I hadn't talked to in years that I worked with text me and say, you know, I take that back. Within a year or a year or so, because they knew I had this house. And they're like, hey, how's that house? You know, a hurricane's coming. Cast that one down. You know, and it's just everywhere. And then I hear today, before I found out about our house, that some coworkers, I don't know them, because I'm new here, but they're all talking about, yeah, you know, a lot of the insurance companies, they are flopped. They already went belly under, and people are stuck with no insurance for their houses. Cast that one down, you know, because I even had to cast down thoughts of insurance. Well, you know, legally you have to have it, you know, for me to ever bought it. Or I couldn't, because I had to, maybe it's just the way it was. But but the point I'm trying to get to is they were just, I had to cast those thoughts down too. Well, maybe I get this place. Nope, cast it down. And, so it was just all around me. As a matter of fact, two coworkers that I met last week that I've been working with, they're both maintenance guys. We were talking. They already knew I had a house because they knew. Because, you know, people want to know where you come from. So, well, I've been in Florida a year, and that's why I'm here, because I was at a traveling job. So now they know a little bit about me. Well, they were talking. They both come up to me and said, hey, your house is gone. He says, you got nothing to look. You got nothing there. And I told them. I said this. You know, I don't always feel the need to correct somebody. I really rarely do. You know what I mean? I just feel the need to cast down thoughts. And I said to him, I said, no, it's there. I said, the good Lord's provided for me. He's taking care of it. I said, it's going to be there standing. And I left it like that. And of course, they were cool with it, man. They were cool. I was cool. We get along, pat them on the shoulder, probably bring them donuts tomorrow. You know, stuff like that. But now I said all that to get to this. So I didn't know anything about the storm. Because for my faith and level I was at, I just did not need to look at it, right? Geneva's in the midst of it, right? Just totally in the midst. She cannot help but see it around her. And it's so mature. You know, I'm sitting here listening to Geneva, and I'm just thinking, man, man, gosh, the Lord has really done a work in her. And yeah, I'm really proud. And casting down the senses. Oh, man. And when I called Geneva a few times yesterday, just call her, check on her, you know, and talk and, you know, have her build my faith too. Man, I didn't know. She was so calm about it. She was never once heard anything. I mean, it was like me calling her and talking to her today, you know? And so it was, and I never got a hint. I didn't even get a hint of fear. And I really mean that. And so that's what I'm trying to say is that it's really awesome, and I'm really thankful for the work the Lord's doing in all of us. And it just, I don't know, it just blesses me.
Amen. Me too. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Y'all ready to praise the Lord? All right.
Really quickly, Geneva just asked if we could say a prayer that her power comes on and doesn't take a long time. So, Lord, thank you, God, for blessing them with power, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for you protected them supernaturally, Lord. We know you can provide for them, Lord, and you say you provide for all of our needs, Lord. So we just come together and believe that for them, and we thank you that it's done. Amen.
Amen. We believe with her. We thank you, Father, that she has electricity. Amen. In the name of Jesus, real quick. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Every prayer. I'll sing to you because of your great love. A love so rich, so pure, a love beyond compare. The wilderness, the barren place, become as blessing in the warmth of your embrace. When earthly wisdom dims the light of knowing, or if my search for understanding clouds your way, to you I'll fly, my hiding place, where revelation is beholding face to face. May my heart sing your praise forever. May my voice lift your name, my God. May my soul know no other treasure than your love, than your love. When earthly wisdom dims the light of knowing you, or if my search for understanding clouds your way, to you I'll fly, my hiding place, wherever is beholding face to face. May my heart sing your praise forever. May my voice lift your name, my God. May my soul know no other treasure than your love, than your love, than your
gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. My hope is only Jesus.
Lift up your banners and practice your praise. Fill up It upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, Lord. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Find you in your secret place, O God, under the shadow of your wings. Here in your presence, there's no place I'd rather be. I need you more than anything. God.
day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Oh, valley, be raised up.
Sky though starless in the void of the night.
My God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
The judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. His mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that.
Our God is an awesome God.
Yes, we know that he's awesome.
came to Anaheim, California to declare tonight, Jesus, there's no God like Jehovah. Nobody. Nobody. Not Buddha. Nor Mahan. Nor Sun Yung Fu.
This is for Nick and Isaac and Israel.
see of all people. It was in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Amen. It took me a while to get a hold of him, but he went ahead and wrote it for you. All right. Happy birthday, y'all. We love you. All of them. Monroe, did you have a birthday too?
Yeah, in the middle of the year somewhere. Long ago.
For me too. Amen. Lord of God, that's awesome. Well, all right. I'm sorry if I didn't get to your song. We kind of run out of time there. Missy, I didn't see yours until a while ago. I guess. Email. I said email. It's better for me to do it by an email.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Well, has anybody got any prayer requests? Lord, let me just pray for these birthday guys. Lord, we just lift up Dick and Israel and Isaac. I'll tell you, Lord, we thank you that they're going to have a special day tomorrow. They're going to sleep well tonight. And tomorrow's just going to be a special day all day long for them. Father, we just ask that you fill them up with your Holy Spirit. Let them be riding on your cloud all day long. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, y'all going to be blessed. Look for it. Amen. Anybody got any prayer requests before we leave out? Yeah, Nick, go ahead.
I gotta actually work on my birthday tomorrow.
So, I saw it. You're still gonna be you're still gonna be blessed.
I know. Okay, having fun.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Lord, we just thank you for we ask Lord to receive our praises and our worship to you, Lord. They come from our heart. We thank you for it receiving it, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that you bless us all tonight with a good night's sleep. Lord, it's been a hard day today for some of us, but it's been easy because we're in you, Lord. And just like Geneva was talking about earlier, Lord, we just rest in you on those mountainous days. We know that you're going to smooth those mountains out. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, all right, saints, y'all be blessed.